my clock, it's saying 5 o'clock. We're going to jump out of the reggae into the soca, and we want you to stay there. Compliments of DJ Nicholas. He will be working on the wheels of steel on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial, WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Keep it locked. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Johnny Prospects, soca music. Let me see Gil Leno.
Music.
Here we go. Here we go.
90.3 FM.
That's us.
West Indian River.
Just in case you didn't know.
FM.
Want to say much appreciation to Gemma Rayburn Baines and the ladies for dropping by just to acknowledge a fine woman that has gone on to her maker. My name is Howard Carr. Still here after 30-odd years because I love it. We need to get our own station. Hey, not that we're not pleased with CKUT, we certainly are. Aye. Compliments to DJ Nicholas.
It was a gift of persistence. Before I walked the hard, hard road, the road of resistance. All I had was a voice and a little bell, the bill of a choir. Come to get up here, so ring the bell. On the home front, down the lane where Papa Land stand up strong, taking the full brunt. The battle was hard as hell, and it's still going on today. The power of the world, the drum and the bass. Come
brand new by Mr. Away, David Rudder.
Break away, break away, break away.
Yeah.
Now pull the trigger and I'll boom.
You to listen to the new sounds coming out of the Caribbean, the blending of the compa avec the soca. Listen to that guitar as he rides the rhythm. Whoa, wicked, as we say in Jamaica, wicked. Nice. Compa avec the soca. Sika, you turn 90.3 on your FM dial. WFFR all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Hello, how are you doing, Washington? Thank you from Tampa. first time on the air in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And WFFR all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Come from mix with the soca. Listen, I love it. What can I say? I do love it. Loving the music of the Caribbean is my disease. Don't say that on the air, stretch. Damn, it's not stretch. Why would you want to leave me? Baby, why would you want to kill me? She say you love too much woman. Loving it. She say you love too much woman. Hear the horn. She say you love too much. Hear the guitar. Too much woman. This is why I love my DJ, because he knows how to work my bones. I who that? My woman, my woman. I drew you there. One of the reasons I do love company. Yes, you don't understand. That is the life of a galley. Because it will make your spirit boil. I don't mean to hurt you, babe. I don't mean to break your heart. But I'm a galley. I'm telling you. Telling you. This is one of the reasons why I do have a young DJ. I don't know. 90.3 FM. 90.3 FM. CKUT. Oh, God. One of my favorite bands from Haiti was a band called Taboo Combo. When they came to Montreal, streets would be blocked. You know, this is why I'm kind of sorry for my younger listeners, because you all don't know what it feels like to be dancing in Maisonneuve while they block off the street because they just couldn't control the crowd. Sweetness of love, sweetness of music makes one want to cry. Thank you, DJ Nicholas. You know the button for push. To all my Haitian listeners, I hope you're enjoying it. Or you can hear some more Haitian music in around 12 o'clock on CKUT 90.3 FM until about 2:30. Somewhere there. We gonna ride with love. Compa blend with the soca. Sweet as they say in Jamaica. Can't say it too loud, but me want ball it out because the music is ready. 90.3. Are we that, you know? 90.3 FM. Hey! Shut up, stretch. Let the music roar. Look, she there.
No chance and I can't do without it. Don't want no touch you with my hands. Just your waist and my pants and I can't do it.
Coming up on the 525 hour, I'll be speaking with Drew. I want him to explain this Zoom to you all. All right. Stay tuned. He's the right hand man when it comes to Zoom. CKUT 90.3 FM. I feel a sort of friends. My teacher, I'm sure she's not proud of me for saying that. Loving the music. Loving CKUT 90.3 FM. Blazing. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Spencer. Good afternoon to you, Louise, on the like on avoiding us. Shut up, Stretch. You're gonna get yourself in trouble. Five 5:25, I'll be speaking to Drew. He will explain everything. 6 o'clock, the lady who brought reggae to the system, simply called Janice Day, a.k.a. JD. Loving it. And to you, the ladies from Washington, D.C., his name is DJ Nicholas. I'm going to let Bobby arrange something. You want to text me? It's Pierfonds, P-I-E-R-R-E-F-O-N-D-S. If not, Texas Station, WFFR. They will give you my email.
I see you all in my dreams. You got what I need.
You got what I need.
Roll it back on me.
Roll it back on me. Damn!
You're rising with a charm.
Listen to guitar. Listen to guitar. Sweet. What we gonna do? Sweet. Ah, you didn't say that straight. Did you say Ross? No, I didn't. Agree with me, he's bad. You hear the mix? I taught him well.
Drinks up now, cups up now. Soon as me and my friend them ring, we gonna drink and have fun. We gonna party till the sun comes up. So we gonna drink and have fun. We gonna party till the sun comes up. I beg you, give me a little room, baby. Fat it up, 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 fat
me. I want you to show me.
But everything that you saw.
I want to thank my son-in-law, Dr. Smith, for dropping by just to say hi with the two loves of my life. Mr. Alistair. And of course, the last one, Mr. Kingsley. Me say me love them.
You tell me you love me.
Yes.
You lie to me.
Those are my grandkids. I want to thank their dad for dropping by. God, Nicholas.
Sorry, it was just a mistake.
You lied to me.
But I'm much better now. So much better now.
Thank you, Dr. Smith.
I'm much better now.
Mr. Alistair and Kingsley.
So much better now.
My life.
She calling me. She calling me.
Oh, God.
She calling me.
I got to take this down low because, you know, doing this program, for those of you who do not understand, there's a whole team in the back of me. You know, let me play this a little bit more. Then I'm going to talk to one of the team members who is very efficient in what he does. All right? So stay tuned. Oh, God. Minutes past the hour. I want to talk to someone who is action time in this city. Last night I watched him mix some dancehall music. I said, well, yeah, be a Jan, you're not supposed to mix some kind of thing. I said that in my head. Hello, Drew, how you doing? You hearing me, Drew? No, man, push up your mic. You hearing me?
I can hear you.
Ah, you hear me now. All right, Mr. Drew, today you're hiding from me behind the controls, so that's all right. I like your T-shirt. Hold on. I like your T-shirt. What's written on that T-shirt? Oh, boy. What's on my T-shirt?
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Anyway, you know, there's a Bajan singer who died just this morning. No?
I didn't get that news.
You didn't get that news. You didn't get. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I I should be ashamed of myself.
Mm-hmm.
My Beijing notification didn't went off.
Your what?
My Beijing notification didn't go off.
It didn't go off.
My Beijing app, the notification didn't went off.
All right. I'm going to tell you shortly. By the way, let me introduce my friend Glenn Washington is calling me now. Look at this.
I think you should answer, Glenn.
Yes, Glenn.
Yeah, but Glenn.
I thought you were going to text it to me. I'm on air, and you know you're on air right now, okay? So don't say anything bad to Stretch, because you are on air. Say hello to the people of Montreal.
Hey, people in Montreal, bless up on yourself. don't worry about COVID. COVID will go away. Life is here to stay. Bless up on yourself and love each other.
All right. Hey, Glenn, let me call you back and we'll get this thing straightened out. All right?
This is the name of MBU from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, let me call you back. All right?
All right, bless you.
Cool. When I tell people these things, they don't believe me. But as my good buddy, he can call me anytime he feel like. He has a brand new hit out, you know, man, with a guy from Zimbabwe. He did with the two of them. Anyway, Mr. Man, let me just put you on the floor right now. Now, you know, when we did the thing for Love Man Kent, a few people were saying, you know, I couldn't get on. Could you explain to them how to do this process? Because I didn't explain it because I didn't know.
Well, simply, if you're going to come on the Zoom, basically you're going to need the Zoom app, right? And we send out the member ID and the password. It's all you got to do is follow the steps, and sometimes we send out the link that if you get that link, it brings you straight into the Zoom room. If you can't get in, there's basically nothing that we could do from our end. That's on your end. Maybe you didn't have, maybe you don't have the app. Maybe your computer or whatever you're using is not compatible with the Zoom features, you know. And then when some people are in, if you're in, you have to give yourself a title. You know what I mean? Because if you don't give yourself a name and you're coming in with an iPhone, it's going to say iPhone 11. Mm-hmm. So if your Zoom name is iPhone 11 and you don't have your picture up, or Samsung Galaxy 22 and you don't have your picture up, I don't know it's you, so I can't, you know what I mean? I can't bring you on screen, because basically what we do, we try to mute everyone that's coming in the room, so that because you guys know we're all going live to ear. And there's not a bunch of voices going at the same time. You know what I mean? So basically, you got to make sure that you have your correct name, or your picture have to be on the screen that I could identify you. In the case of Love Man Kent, may his soul rest in peace, we had almost 100 people there. So if your name is not there, I have to be going from screen to screen to screen to try to find your face. And then if your face is not there. And on the other hand, too, is if we're sending you the request to unmute yourself and you're not unmuting yourself, there's nothing I could do on my end. You know what I mean? So basically, you got to make sure that your screen name is there correct. Make sure that your camera is on, and make sure that you take the request. When we send the request, you'll get a little pop up on your screen saying that the host is requesting you to unmute your mic. You just have to press that little button, accept it, and then we'll be able to get you on air.
Good. Very well. Very well explained, my young man. And folks, we want to get everybody on air, because this is your station. You pay for this. Along with the University of McGill, you pay to have us on air. You pay for their staff. And, you know, I gotta take my hat off, although I don't have on a hat now, to the staff of CKUT, because it's not easy. A lot of people are broadcasting from home. I know Louise jumps in on our bus or whatever to take a program to a gentleman for him to voice it so that she can air it. You know, it's not easy for them. So what I'm trying to say is, when you call into this program, there's a whole team behind Drew and Juan. It's not easy, all right? So listen to what he says. I just learned a few things from him a while ago, which I won't mention because I should have known them a long time ago. But I want to say congrats to Drew, too, because he does a reggae show, a dance hall reggae show, which I was listening to last night. And they cuss like real Jamaican. I mean, love that. You know what I mean? Your mother this and your father that. But it was nice because I'm used to that. I grew up in that milieu. I'm from Jamaica. And folks, I've been in the music scene since I was 10 years of age. I listened to Sonny Bradshaw, one of the best jazz band out of Jamaica, while I was attending Calabar Elementary. You know, he was in the back there. So then he does another beautiful show that you should check in. What time is it, Drew, on Sundays?
It's Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Reggae Global Radio. I go live on Facebook. It's called Breakfast with Drew. You know, you got a little bit of gospel, you got a little bit of vintage, you got a lot of lovers rock, a lot of culture vibes. You know what I mean? Just trying to keep in on that Sunday morning Caribbean vibe that we grew up on, you know?
You know what I say? Me love that, eh? Me not lie to you. Yeah. Me listen to it, but me not put up my name, so, you know, me not want you for shout out stretch. Me want to listen to the music. And Sundays, you represent more. But last night, man, I know if you represent me as a Jamaican.
No, last night was it's after hours.
I know. I'm just kidding you. It doesn't really bother me. There's a young lady coming out to Jamaica. I'm not too proud of her. And when I look at, I'm not too proud of how she gets on. But it's what sells. Sex sells. Dirty language. What's her name? Shensia. And she come from them kind of Jamaican who think them did better than people still, you know. Me can't say that because I know the family. You understand? So now she let loose. This one I let loose with her pee. If you want to slap her pee, where you want to touch her pee. Oh, I said, my God. I don't know how that work. How does that work? Them kind of music work now, Drew? Dub plate music and thing work?
You know, there's you know, in life, there's always a market for everything, you know. Yeah, I once had a friend that told me, like, if everybody was a pastor, you know what I mean? the world needs a little bit of everything to keep turning.
Yes, boy. But
yeah, we need a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, a little bit of in between, you know what I mean? And there's a market for every little thing, you know what I mean? It's for you to choose which market you want to accept in your life.
I hear you. Although she from this the country, you know, them still call her uptown girl because uptown, the girls uptown don't talk to the people, don't talk to the guys, don't talk. But I'm glad for her because she had like 6 million, trillion, fillion hits on, what you call it? You tell me.
YouTube. Yeah.
She had 1 million hits. So if she get 50 cents for every hit is a half a million. Oh my God, hey, Drew, yeah. May you come up with something, now, man. I will put on my bikini.
But no, you could come up. If you're gonna put on a bikini, you're gonna come up with it by yourself.
No help from the young team. Oh God, but no. But
you know, Stretch, it's very easy to sing a song nowadays because all you could sing is "I'm gonna put on a bikini." Put on a bikini.
What shucks.
And that's what's selling, you know. Being
don't put ideas in the old man head, you know. He will work, act on it. So put on the bikini. God. Drew, behave yourself. So what's new with Drew?
Nothing, you know what I mean? Just, you know, the year started.
How this... Yeah, let me ask you as a young guy, because I can't find Nicholas and him hide as usual. Man, that they count or something. How is this thing affecting you guys? Because, you know, my little friend, Faith was telling me, you know, it gets boring and because she can't get to go out. And how is it acting up? How is it working with you guys? Explain to me.
Well, you know, for myself, Stretch, I work at the hospital, so I'll be in that. It hasn't really stopped for me. The only thing that has stopped for me is maybe like a little bit of a social life, like maybe going out for dinner and going to a party and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, it's like you're learning one or two things, you know. You're learning how to save a little bit more.
Mm. So I can come look for you with the money.
You're learning how to appreciate life a lot more.
I hope so. That part, I ain't joking around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you were that person that maybe the person that maybe lost a job or is not working that much, it might affect, and the people it might affect the most is maybe the one that wasn't working at all and just was running up and down the street every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't do all of those things, you know what I mean? So basically what it really just changed for me is just like the entertainment part of putting on a party, DJing and socializing, going out for dinners, and you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I still see Skiz once in a while, Nicholas, and
yes,
those people that surround me.
Yes,
you know what I mean, because I keep my circle very small.
Me too. I have a circle that's very small. You just mentioned two of them there, and you, and I don't want it too big. You know what I mean. And as you said, keeping the circle small and thing, it's not easy though. You know what I mean, because sometimes I want to go have a drink with, say, my co-host and her mom, all right? Or go hang out with Colin. Colin is my buddy. We argue and cuss one another, and I tease him about all the ugly woman when sometimes I see my look at. I'm only kidding, babe. But, you know, and I miss that. I miss the teasing. I miss the laughter. You know, because right now, if we had to be broadcasting from home, guarantee Colin would have drink so much that he fall asleep in other people's couch, which is not my couch.
you know what else it did stretch?
Mm-hmm.
Allows you to be creative. You know what I mean? With
True.
Oh boy, is something that
oh
I've
boy.
Been saying for a very
I like
long
that
time.
T-shirt, okay?
Actually,
hint.
That was actually before the pandemic, I had made the hashtag oh boy T-shirts, just a couple for myself, Skiz and Nicholas. And I was planning to come out with it in the summer.
Right.
Of the summer of 2020. You know what I mean? And then with everything happening, and then we came up with like the old boy Sunday, and we started to do that type of stuff. So it allowed me to be creative and, you know what I mean, come up with something else. And, you know what I mean, I got to thank the people of Montreal that's been supporting that.
Excuse me. Did you hear me?
Jogging suits.
Did you hear me?
That
T-shirt.
Yeah. You need something new now. It's a new season.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But anyway, teasing you, Drew. You are a young man that I certainly enjoy working with, just like DJ Nicholas. I've been trying to get him to do certain things, but you know, he's very hard in the head. And no, I'm only kidding. Skiz, Drew.
He's getting there.
You know what I mean? And
he actually bought a microphone.
He didn't tell me that. He bought
a
microphone.
He actually bought a microphone and a microphone.
I can't get this guy to talk.
I don't know if he plans to talk on the radio or if he plans to sing a song.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to play some music. God, them people going to kill me and you and everybody. But Nicholas bought a mic?
Yeah, he bought a mic. Well, the trench, get back. Now let the people hear some more DJ Nicholas Soka. And Montreal, don't forget, you're locked on to CKUT 90.3 FM. And coming up at 6 o'clock, we have one of the founders of big program on CKUT, Positive Vibes, the lady, JD. She's going to be joining Howard Stretch Car at 6 p.m. So in the meantime, Howard Stretch Car, let DJ Nicholas keep it kicking.
All right, my brother. Nice to hear you. And here comes DJ Nicholas.
90.3 FM.
Are we that?
Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
Johnny Prospects.
Music. 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 Hey. Every time I make it, music, I'm thinking.
That's one side of at the crew. Brother Drew. He pushes the right button so we can talk to who we want to talk.
Singing.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, JD.
Mind your funky business. Mind your funky business. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Mind your funky business. Mind your funky business.
You hear? Mind your funky business. Are you all here in the mix?
Who me? I don't watch people, man. I look in for house and land. Who me? I don't watch people things. I's a queen. I have my own king. Ask some of them to stop the most. Like they know it all. Ask them how they get their Gucci purse. I go drink water and mind my business. Mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Mind my business. I go drink water and mind my business. Mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Me and them can't be friends. I fight the battle and Jah give me help and strength. No, it's we. That can't be English. That has to be French.
It's 5:53 in the PM. When I hear all my DJ ride the rhythm, you know them have some people up here call themselves DJ and them can mix and this and that. But you gotta have the rhythms. You see me come from out of the Miami background, Jamaican background. Once you hold the crowd on the floor, you gotta hold them. Jamusa, Florida.
19.3
hold on, man. Weston, oh, God, me just start talking. Damn, Nicholas, so give me a break. You know, make a haul him and pull him back, yes. Don't you forget, at 6 o'clock, I'll be speaking to Janice Dale. Known to most people as JD. But right after we finish here at 7 o'clock, log on to Mixcloud, North Coast FM. Because Ronald will be doing this thing from the garage. CKUT 90.3 FM, DJ Nicholas in the mix, taking us up to 6 o'clock. Lord! Me afraid to dance because me can't manage to dance. Gotta love this rhythm. I don't know where he get them rhythm from, you know, because every time he play them, it's like I gotta dance. Me alone in high student, I'm here half a dance. Keep it locked, CKUT, your station. Let me repeat that. Your station, CKUT, 90.3 on your FM dial. Coming up at 6 o'clock, JD. She gave her soul to the reggae movement in the city.
West Indian Rhythms.
And so we say, West Indian Rhythm.
We don't have no behavior. We don't have no behavior. We don't.
You know, I have behavior. Me have behavior. Hey. 6 p.m. in the evening hours. Once again, I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Hope you enjoyed what we had to bring to you. Had to touch on a little bit of Sony Biddle because for those of you who have been in the 50 age group, 45, 50, you would have known who is Sony Biddle. We're here and we're going to go to somebody because, you know, these people made their impression. Sonia Biddle made her impression. She didn't give a damn whether you were the Prime Minister of Jamaica, not Jamaica, but of Canada. And she didn't care. She respected you in every sense of the word, and she would, although at the end of her respecting you, there would be a chuckle. But a lady who has devoted her life to the music of Jamaica on this radio station while she was studying at McGill, whatever, and teaching here, teaching there. I want you to welcome her because in the future, what we plan on doing, we could...